Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Will and Wise, the dog show drive. Well, I'm by myself this week because Yvonne's still in New York. This week on the drive, we're going to talk about New York, obviously, because we just watched it the other night. I know it's Thursday, but I watched it Tuesday night. So we're going to talk about the winners just a little bit. We're going to save the details for when Yvonne gets here. But we have a special segment for you. We're starting today called From the Vault, which is stories from the vault that aren't meant to come out. So all that and more on this week's Will and Wise the Dog Show. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome back to Will and Wise, the dog show drive. This is just a Cole's Notes version because Wise not here. Wise still in New York, and she will be back next week, and we'll catch up on everything that happened in New York. But we do know what happened. We know who won. What an amazing night that was. Gives me goosebumps thinking about it. The Sporting Group was won by the Chesapeake Coda. Hound Group was won by the glamorous Afghan Zeta. Group 3 was won by none other than Canadian-born Penny with Andy Linton. 4, the Tough Terror Group was won by the Smooth Wager. 5, again, was the ultra-glamorous Cookie. I've met Cookie a couple times. She's unbelievable. And 6, friend of the show, Susan Giles and JJ. And 7, again, friend of the show, Colton, with Graham, the old English sheepdog. Unbelievable. Dog shows are made up of moments. And I'll tell you, Penny and Andy gave us a moment last night. It was Tuesday night now. It was amazing. You get goosebumps just thinking about that free stack, how she shuffled in, and then she looked up at Andy, and then she thought, oh, I'm going to shuffle this a little bit more, and she stepped into it, and just within like a millisecond, amazing, just amazing. Congratulations for Coda and his team for winning Reserve Best in Show. He was flawless as well. Penny and Andy, they stole the show with their performance. Congratulations to Greg and Teresa Chan, breeder owners of the beautiful Penny, making Canada proud once again. But well, that's enough for now, and I still have goosebumps, but next week we'll talk more in depth about exactly what happened in New York City, okay? So let's get back to Canadian shows, because the Canadian dog shows are back. The Wildwood Kennel Club. This is brought to you by Show Scene Magazine, where every dog takes center stage. Woodstock Wildwood Kennel Club, January 29th to February 1st, held in Woodstock, Ontario. 4 shows, total entry, we have 880 dogs. That's down from 2025, which was 1184. I'm guessing because of the dates of Westminster this year, our dates all changed, and that's, I think that's the reason why the entry went down. It was still a good show. I was there on the Thursday. It was still a wonderful show and good competition. But that's Across Canada, brought to you by Show Scene Magazine, where every dog takes center stage. Upcoming shows, they're brought to you by Canuck Dogs, your source for Canadian dog show events online. Alberta Kennel Club, the Winter Classic. Its start date is February 27th, ends March 1st. The closing date is February 9th. 3 all breed shows, limited breed shows for groups 1, 4, 5, and 3, and rally obedience trials. Also, we have the Victoria City Kennel Club in Duncan, BC. That starts again on February 27th and ends March 1st. But this one closes February 11th. And there's 3 all breed shows, limited breed shows for 3 and 7 and retrievers. And then moving on to March, we have the Oceanside Kennel Club in Chilliwack, BC, March 5th to March 8th. And that closes February 17th for all breed shows. So reminders for closing, we have, although it's redundant, we just talked about it. We have Victoria City Kennel Club closing dates February 11th at 9 p.m. Show Secretary's Classic Show Services. Alberta Kennel Club Winter Classic closes February 9th, just around the corner at 10 p.m. And that's VGI Show Services. There's no topic of the week this week really because it's a Cole's Notes version. But last week we talked about stories from the vault. Started with a library in my phone called For Members Only, and that's where I wrote stories about things that happened and to me across through the years, and I kept them in For Members Only. And I always told everybody that was my vault. So it's the stories from the vault. So Y and I are gonna start the section called Stories from the Vault, and we're gonna have stories that we both have picked up through the years. Well, the first story I'm gonna share with you is called The Bad Son. It was understood, at least in the dog show world of the 1970s and 80s, that most families had a photo album. Not the kind you kept on the coffee table for guests, but the sort you brought out carefully with a little bit of ceremony, like fine china. Inside were victories, glossy photographs tucked beneath plastic sleeves. I can still see them. Dogs stacked up just so, silver trophies, which there were a lot of back then, catching the light. Handlers smiling as if they had personally arranged the rotation of the earth to make that moment possible. My parents were no different. We bred Irish setters, and our album was thick with wins, from Winner's Dog all the way to Best in Shows. And if you flip through those pages, you'd notice a familiar face appearing again and again beside my father, who showed most of the dogs back then. Not a relative, mind you. Judges rarely are. This was John Devlin. John was one of those popular judges of the time, fair, knowledgeable, well respected, though, like most of us, he had a soft spot for some. And one of those soft spots appeared to be my father. Years passed, as they tend to, without asking permission, and I eventually became a professional handler. By then, Mr. Devlin was slowing down his judging assignments, but he and his wife, Martha, still came to the shows. They would stroll through the grooming area like visiting royalty, stopping to chat, admiring the dogs, and remind everyone that this traveling circus was still a community. And every time he saw me, John would ask in that warm, familiar voice, "How's your dad?" "He's good, sir," I'd say. Same question, same answer, became a ritual. Then, 1992. I was showing Simon, an English setter who was running the top sporting dog that year, a beautiful dog with the sort of presence that made you stand just a little bit taller holding his leash. When the premium list arrived announcing the Markham Kennel Club that year, but it was held in Stouffville back then, there was a special announcement inside. Mr. Devlin, longtime all-breed CKC judge, would be officiating his final assignment. He wasn't doing any breed judging. He was just judging the sporting group on that Saturday. It felt a bit like the last concert of a beloved band. People came out, not just to win, but to be part of the moment. Entries were large. Handlers polished their shoes. The dogs were bathed and trimmed within an inch of their dignity. And among those who entered that day was my father. Breed judging finished, and soon the group assembled outside the ring. In those days, the dogs entered in the ring in alphabetical order. Very predictable, very Canadian. Leading off the setters was the English setter, Simon. Behind us was Roger Seabrook, rest in peace, and his Gordon setter. And behind Roger, giving his Irish setter a last touch-up, was my father. Now, professional handlers will tell you they always know where the real competition lies. It's like a sixth sense, like knowing when it's about to rain on standard poodles. But that afternoon, my father, well, he was the storm cloud. Mr. Devlin began his work, moving methodically down the line, hands over the shoulders, checking top lines, stepping back to watch each dog move, all very dignified. Meanwhile, I was trying to think of some small way, anyway, to gain an edge. Then it was Simon's turn. Mr. Devlin smiled at me, and of course he asked it. How's your dad? Well, I'm not gonna lie, a thousand answers raced through my mind. He's fine. He's right behind me. You'll be seeing him shortly. Instead, I glanced back. Roger was preparing to go next. My stepfather was a few dogs down, focused on his own dog. And before my conscience had time to file an objection, I heard myself say, I don't know. I haven't seen him. Roger's eyes almost fell out of his head. The judging continued. Simon won the group. Roger's Gordon went second. And the Irish setter, well, he didn't meet the cut. On the drive home, I thought about that album from my childhood. It occurred to me that every family probably has another album, one that isn't brought out for guests, the album of small betrayals. And to this day, when I look at Simon's photos, I still hear John's familiar voice saying, "How's your dad?" Well, that's the first time I've told that story publicly. And I hope my dad doesn't listen to the show because he'll probably still be angry with me. Anyway, I think that's all we have for you this week. And Yvonne will be back next week. Sorry for just the Cole's Notes version, but I need my partner in crime. And we'll go through things with a little more detail next week. So until then, press the like, share, and subscribe button, and we'll see you next week. And if you're on the road to a dog show, stay safe, glasses on, seatbelts on, and I'll see you down the road.